Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
404-741-9400. Jeff and Jen are on Star 94.1.
I appreciate the help.
Wedding crowdsourcing is what we're working on for Jeff and Callie. They are less than 100 days away from their wedding day and need your help. 404-741-9400 if you've got some advice for them.
Specific, not just advice. I have two things due today. So one of them is going to be the cocktail napkin, so I can now have a conversation with Callie where I can say people like it.
Don't you have it. To do it. People,
okay,
thank I
you.
Love it.
All right, cool. Text her that. Okay.
Okay.
And that's number one. And
then
number two is the RSVP cards. I want the I will attend, I will not attend to be a little more creative.
Now, how formal are your invites? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, from really super formal to really casual, what would you say your invitations are as far as style goes?
I don't know.
Can you at least say like on what half of the spectrum are they leaning formal versus not formal?
No.
Callie's working at this time too. We can't call her.
I think they're business casual. I don't know.
Right in the middle.
I really
well
no
because
idea.
There have been some elements of your wedding so far.
Yeah.
That have been more formal. Like your engagement party was this beautiful, super nice and fancy brunch.
Right.
Callie's bridal shower. You know, there was a bridal shower recently that was leaned to me to be like on the fancier or formal side.
Yeah.
Which was beautiful and lovely. So I'm thinking if you're going that way with invitations.
But both of those
paper.
But both of those things, people who had a hand in those things were like friends of Callie's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that might be a little more formal than Callie and I are going to be.
And then your wedding is in a less formal setting because you're not getting married in a church.
Right, we're getting married in a friend's basement.
Well, the ceremony and the reception are going to be in the same event space.
Right.
Like really cool. So that leans towards non-traditional.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering where the paper falls, like all the paper around your wedding. You don't know.
I'm trying to come up with even something funny to say, and I'm so out of the loop on that stuff. I mean, I think they're nice.
Okay, so if they're leaning towards formal,
okay, maybe this will help.
Okay,
to save the dates that we sent out were in the form of a scratch-off ticket.
Yes, I got one of those, and
okay.
It's beautiful. I would say it was clever, yet still formal.
Okay, so we're formally clever is what I'm calling it.
Okay.
So Emma in Alpharetta, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right.
So good to talk to you guys.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in and being a part of it. Do you think I could get away with putting something more exciting than I will attend or will not attend on the...
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think everything about the wedding needs to bring out you guys' personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you are always so funny, and I think that would be hilarious to say I will be there or I will be square.
Did you just use the word funny in the past tense? Did you just say
you're always.
Oh, okay, good.
You are currently funny.
Okay, good. Thank you. So, like, you like my idea then of it being like, I'll be there or I'll be square. That's one option.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome.
Callie came up with, we'll be there with bells on, and then have the one below it say, we'll be there, but no bells. That's weird.
Okay,
like
well, that's cute, but
I like square better.
Hey, Megan in Dallas, do you think I can pull off being formal yet, what did you call it?
Clever.
Clever. Formal and clever. Can that be done?
Definitely.
Okay.
There's plenty of ideas. When we did our wedding, we went on Pinterest, and we actually did a funny RSVP card.
And what did yours say?
Our side will be there because we're cool, and the spot that said that they're not going to be there said, well, we have better things to do.
I wanted to just do...
Then they'll just insult you.
Right. I just wanted to do the formal thing and then just have the Facebook thumbs up and the Facebook thumbs down.
And just have them check it.
Yeah.
And put a number.
That's it, right? That's funny. No.
Okay. Ish.
All right.
Now Facebook lets you love things.
I should have stopped at the cocktail napkins, I guess.
I think be there or be square is cute.
Any creative ideas that you have, please get them to me. Right now, the creativity I'm looking for is how for people to respond in the RSVP cards. What could they write? What could be entertaining? Okay? So...
And we're going to continue the conversation on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Jeff and Jen Show Facebook page.
Yes. So,
if you've got any suggestions?
Any creativity will be appreciated, and I will keep you posted as to how the conversation about the cocktail napkins goes. My guess, it's going to be terrible.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.